Joining us now, Eldad Moraru of Long & Foster. Good morning to you, Eldad.
Good morning.
It's middle of winter, as we've noted with the activity outside, the temperature, but things are heating up a little bit maybe in the housing market. At the same time, I'm told certain guidelines are becoming more restrictive, maybe a little more cumbersome. So that means communication has got to be, well, better than it ever is, correct?
Correct, absolutely.
Tell us about this story that I heard a little bit of. A colleague of yours just learned how important all of that can be. Deal almost imploded on it involving a foreclosure?
Right. I mean, communications between all the parties is always critical. But in this market right now, with things, like you said, the process being much more onerous and things being heated up, it's more important than ever. And in their particular case, this was a foreclosure, and no one actually told the buyer that the foreclosure wasn't even complete. So they were getting close to settlement, only to find out that they now have to delay because it was never disclosed to them that the foreclosure had not been completed.
Oh, wow.
Needless to say, they were incredibly upset. They're still trying to save the deal, but got a lot of unhappy, annoyed people right now.
Absolutely. And you're talking moving and all that.
Exactly.
The old house and where you are. Oh, all right. So even if you're even if you're not dealing with a foreclosure, even if it's a fairly typical, shall we say, purchase, there are always bumps or still bumps in the road, right?
This happens all the time. Probably the number one thing that kills a deal is lack of communication. So just like in any good relationship or marriage, you've got to have an open line of communication. Now, in the sale or a purchase of a home, you have a very brief, very intense relationship between a seller and a buyer who actually never communicate directly. They rely on all these third parties to keep the lines of communication open, like their agents, their lenders, their title company. And when people go silent, it can create a lot of tension unnecessarily. Sometimes there's no reason for that silence. And can really create a mountain out of a molehill.
What can buyers and sellers, ordinarily folks like me and not you, but me, do proactively to keep things moving along in a productive way?
Great question. My advice is when you do hear of a potential problem coming up, let the other side know as soon as possible, number one. Then number two, let them know what you're doing proactively to fix the problem. So as an example, you're potentially having issues with the appraisal. You're not getting a response. You think, you know, we could have an issue here. Don't wait till it becomes an issue. Or more likely, I've seen scenarios where buyers, the lender's requiring information and they're having issues getting that, maybe from their employer or their accountant. And instead of getting it in 24 hours, all of a sudden it's taken 7 days. Rather than say, you know, we might have a delay with the loan when it actually happens, let the other side know, look, we've run into a hiccup, not a big deal. We want the house. We're doing everything we can to fix that. This is where we're at. Let's the seller know that, okay, they're working on it. They're not just, the deal's not about to fall apart because things are going wrong.
And before we let you go, how can you be sure that your agent isn't hiding anything out of fear of ruining the deal?
Call them out on it. Be very frank. Hey, listen, did you let the other side know that, you know, X, Y, and Z? And they will. And, you know, you don't want to be calling them every 10 minutes, hey, we have this going on. But you want that line of communication going both ways. So sometimes you might be ask the question, call your agent, say, hey, you know, we haven't heard from them in a week. What's going on? I just want to check and call. And your agent will and should and has to do that because they owe fiduciary responsibility to you as their client.
Okay, fair enough. Good talking with you, as always, Eldad.
Thanks for having me.
Eldad Moraru of Long & Foster with the words to watch in the housing market.